Hello?
Hello, my name is Demont.
Hello?
Hello, my name is Demont. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak with the
Yes, sir.
person who requested that call?
My name is Willie Finley. That's me. Yes, sir. This is me.
Yes, sir. How may I help you on
Sir,
today?
I'm trying to file for unemployment.
Yes, sir. Can I have the reason you're calling to file a claim on today?
Yes, sir. I want to claim, file a claim today. Yes, sir. Sir?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
One second, sir. I'm still here, sir. Sir, can I have your social?
417-825-9-85.
It's 417-82. What was the rest, sir?
5985.
5985. Is that
417.
correct?
5985. Yes, sir.
One second, sir. Yes, sir. So I will go ahead and file the claim for you, sir. Can you please verify your first, last name and also your middle initial for me?
My first name is Willie, Willie. My middle initial start with a C. My last name is Finley, Finley.
So it's Willie C. Finley, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Sir, can you provide your date of birth?
February 6, 1957.
Just to verify that you are a male and also that you are a U.S. citizen, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
So, do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, sir.
What's your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Yes, sir.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Lim.
Can you please provide your mother's maiden name for me?
Lucille Burke.
Sir, do you have a driver license?
Yes, sir.
What state is your license located in, and what's your license number?
Alabama, Anderson, Alabama. It's number 36-00627.
And it's 3600627, is that correct?
Yeah, 306-00627. Yes, sir.
And also, if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments. Would you like direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the AL Advantage prepaid benefits card?
Will you send me a card? Can I get a card?
You want the benefits card?
Yes, sir.
Sir, you have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the AL Advantage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tank card, AL Advantage card, the card is good into the valid due date on the card. And payments will be made to your existing AL Advantage prepaid benefits account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, the card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new AL Advantage prepaid account. The AL Advantage prepaid benefits card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica charges no monthly fee, no per purchase fee, $0 in network ATM dollar fee, and a dollar data out of network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance increase. There is no fee for live customer service calls and a 35-cent fee for automated customer service calls. There is a dollar in activity fee charged after 12 months for no activity. Comerica Bank charges two other types of fees. They are required replacement fees. It's $4 for regular delivery and $19 for expedited delivery. And international transaction fee, including ATM withdrawal and balance inquiry fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note the customer service and card replacement fees can be lower depending on how and where this card is used. See the loan form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The loan form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov/benefits card. There is no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDI insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, visit cfpb.gov/prepaid. Find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. Sir, do you wish to continue with the selection of the AL Advantage prepaid benefits card?
Yes, sir, I understand.
Sir, can you please provide your mailing address for me?
My mailing address, 1817.
Well, go ahead, sir.
Sir?
1817.
Yeah, Brown, B-R-O-W-N, Avenue. Anderson, Alabama, 36201.
And also, is your residence address different from the above mailing address?
What you got? The Bill Milton address.
What I'm asking, sir, is your residence address different from the above mailing address, the address that you recently provided to me, sir?
No, it's not different. Same thing. 1817.
Sir, has your address changed in the last year?
No, sir.
Can you provide your telephone number for me, sir?
256-282-0563.
256-282. What was the last four numbers?
282-0563.
256-282-0563. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And also, just to verify the mailing address that you did provide is 1817 Brown Avenue, Anniston, Alabama, 36201. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And also, which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 1984 Nissan Stanza, 1986 Chevrolet Cavalier, 1991 Plymouth Grand Voyager, a 1993 Oldsmobile Bravado, or you have never been associated with any of these vehicles?
No, I've been associated with them.
Sir, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1729 McCurdy Avenue North, 2910 McFadden Drive, 4614 Burning Tree Lane, 713 West 16th Street, or you have never been associated with any of these addresses?
I think I was on 16th Street.
1729 McCurdy Avenue, 2910 McFadden Drive, 4614 Burning Tree Lane, 713 West 16th Street.
I might have been on 16th Street been some years ago. I can't remember that number. It might have been there been some years ago.
So would you like to select you have never been associated or 713 West 16th Street, sir?
Yeah, I just said no. I just said no. That's all.
Sir, which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? American Drywall and Spackling, Father and Sons, Ruthie's, Bloomers, Florist, Union Foundry, or none of the above?
Union Foundry.
Union Foundry?
Yeah, Union Foundry, yes, sir.
No problem. I did select that company. Sir, did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, sir.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive a notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Sir, are you filing for DUA, Disaster Unemployment Assistance?
File for what?
Are you filing for DUA, Disaster Unemployment Assistance?
No, sir.
Sir, can I please have your last day worked?
My last day? It was what was 2 months ago. I can't remember. It was 2 months, 3 months ago. Let me see. It was 2 months ago, not last week, but the month before. I ain't got my thing. I'm kind of old time at heart for me. Do my phone know what 2 months ago was? It was 2 months.
You said
ago.
It 2 months ago.
No, 2 Mondays. On Monday, it was last. The last 2 Mondays ago, not last week, but the Monday before last.
And what date was that, sir?
I can't go to it. I'm trying to see. What did month came in on? Let me see. It was 2 Mondays ago. I can't give that say. I know it was this month though.
Yes, sir. I would need a month, a date, and also a year for the last day worked, sir.
It was January 2022, I know. January 2022.
What was the date again, sir?
It's January 2022.
What date of January would it be exactly, sir?
I don't really know exactly what right now. I can't go to it right now. I can't remember that money. What money was? I need a calendar in front of me. I'll keep the calendar. I'm outside, you know, like in the truck. It's in January. But I'll tell you what day I started, too, though.
Yes, sir. So I need a month, a date, and also a year. I have the month, which is January, and also the year, which is 2022. As in, I just need a date, mm-hmm. sir.
I can't say that what that Monday was. I don't remember what that Monday was. It was 2 Mondays ago. I just can't remember.
Is it possible for you to verify that Monday for me, sir?
I'm trying to think what that Monday was. I ain't got no calendar. I'm trying to think.
So it'll be January 31st.
I just say that then, yeah. This is January 31st, something like that, yeah.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No, sir.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, I work nowhere.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, I ain't working right now.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Well, I can't get no full-time. I get part-time work.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation? You're stating no to the question. Is that correct?
Yes, correct, yeah. Yes.
And can I have the reason on why, sir?
I'm Social Security.
What was that again, sir?
I got Social Security.
No, sir. What I'm asking, sir, are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation? You selected no to the question. Can I have the reason on why you're not available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
I am available.
Sir, have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, sir.
How many miles are you willing to travel in one way to a job?
50.
50 miles?
Yes, sir.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Minimum wage.
And what would that be exactly, sir? $8, $7.50, $7.85. What was it exactly?
I guess $8.
Sir, do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Repeat that again.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Yes. I guess I don't understand all this.
Do you work through a hiring hall or do you search for work yourself, sir?
No, I don't work, no.
So did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, sir.
Sir, can I please have the job title at the company where you was recently employed?
Diversified maintenance.
What was your job title at the company, sir? Diversified maintenance?
Yeah.
What was your title? No, your title, like your job title.
I was cleaning the bathroom. What you call it? Custodian work.
Yes, sir. So as of now, we'll verify job description that best fits your job title. You will state which one that does best fits your title. Do you keep buildings in clean and orderly condition, perform heavy cleaning duties such as cleaning floors, shampooing rugs, washing walls and glass, and removing rubbish Duties may include tending furnace and boiler, performing routine maintenance activities, notifying management of need for repairs and cleaning snow or debris from sidewalk. Sir, does this best fit your job title?
Yes.
And also, are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
Sir, can I please you? Oh, no problem. I do have it here. Sir, can I have the phone number to the company where you was recently employed?
Let me see. Get the number. Let me see what number they got on here. Let's see. I see a number on here that one was 813. That's one number. 813-769-0265.
And it's 813-769-0265. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And also, sir, can I have your start date and also your last work date with this company?
My start date was September 6, 2019.
September 6, 2019, is that correct?
Yeah.
And also, what city is, what was your end date? You did state it was 1/31/22, is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
And what city and state was work performed in?
Anderson, Calhoun, County Anderson, Alabama.
Sir, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay, any of these?
No.
Sir, have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Sir, can I please have the reason for separation?
They job ran out when I was business. They didn't need nobody else. They laid me off. They said they had enough people. The hours were cut down, so I couldn't work no more. They cut the hours down.
Oh, okay. So were you discharged or?
Yeah, discharged. Yeah, laid off. I was laid off.
Oh, okay. So you wasn't terminated, fired, or anything of that sort. Is that correct?
No, I wasn't fired. No. My job is over with. You need no more.
What was that, sir? What was the reason for the discharge? What's the reason why you're no longer employed with this company?
Job is over. They cut back on hours. They didn't need nobody else to work. They need too many people to work. They start laying off.
Oh, okay, so you were laid out due to no work being available. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Sir, do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Sir, just verify that you are able to complete weekly certifications. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So I do have the 4-digit PIN number for your weekly. Do you have anything to write and notate this number down on?
Let's see. I'm outside. I've got to see my truck move because... Hold on for 1 minute. 1 second, sir. 1 second.
No problem, sir.
Okay, I'm ready.
Yes, sir. So I do have a 4-digit PIN number. Do you have anything to write and notate this number down on?
Okay, yes.
The number is 8557. Again, it's 8557. 8557.
8557. Okay.
Do you have the number written or notated, sir?
Yeah, I got it written down. Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It only takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin immediate unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. The Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Center logins at alabamaworks.alabama.gov/bossnet and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim your benefits.
Yes.
Unemployment claims use calendars, weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in loss of benefits. If you choose to file via internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet or next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains the rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instruction listed could result in loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Mr. Finley, sir, we have completed your unemployment claim. Yes, sir.
You said 1-800 what?
1-800-361-4524.
Okay. You should call every Sunday. This number right here. What number is
calling? No. So the number you call every Sunday will be 800-752-7389. Again, that's 800-752-7389.
I'm old time. Go to the slope for me. I'm old time. I'm 65.
It's 800-752-7389. That's correct, sir. 752-7389.
Okay, I got you. And call every Sunday, sir, right?
That's correct. Mr. Finley, sir, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, sir, I'm just trying to keep up with you, because, you know, like I said, I'm old time. I'm just moving slow. Okay, yes, sir. I'm good, sir.
And also, just so that you will be aware, the unemployment claim we finished, also registered for work with the Alabama Career Center System, will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Center logins at alabamaworks.alabama.gov/bossnet and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits, just so that you will be aware, sir. Sir, do you have any more questions?
No, sir.
No problem. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a wonderful day, sir.
You too.
All righty. Bye-bye. We'll do, sir.